Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, it's me, Jamie Lang, and I've got a new podcast, and this time there are no gimmicks. It's just great company. And believe me, I tried to get the gimmicks in.
Maybe I should do it naked, or we could do it in the dark.
Because the thing is, I realise the reason I love podcasts so much is because they're a great way to connect with people. And all I need is great guests and you, the great listener. It's great company with me, Jamie Lang. Out now.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists. We're not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help. Hello, lovely people.
People of Genovia.
The Princess of Genovia.
That dun, was dun, good. Dun, dun, dun. God, what happened to that? There was meant to be Princess Diaries 2. I don't see it on my TV.
There's been two
I
or
mean,
three.
A Princess Diary 3.
Oh, where's the Princess Diaries 3?
Actually, they announced that it got cancelled today.
Sorry, we are in. That is so weird. I didn't know that. Why were we saying Princess of Genovia?
Right, we just, Melissa comes on, we start talking about Princess Diaries. Our brains.
Ah, it's spooky McSpookstones. So why, Ben?
Julie Andrews, the Queen, has said that the talks have stalled and that she doesn't think it's going to happen.
As in the third movie.
Is a tragedy. Right, we've just like, we've had a blast, haven't we?
So I was actually thinking of that film, I watched it, The Wanderlust.
Yeah, Wanderlust is so good.
Such
and
a
then
great
she
film,
ends
guys.
Up marrying Justin Theroux.
In real life.
He was fit.
He was fit.
I listened to his podcast. Melissa doesn't know who Lou Theroux is. I know. But anyway, I listened to
you. Showed me him. I don't recognise him at all.
Are you bewildered at that, or is it just me?
Where would I have heard of him? Like, what?
Your parents. He's like,
what's he on?
He has he's just so famous. He's a documentarist and he's just huge.
I love documentaries. Have I not fucking
seen? You will, Melissa, you will love his documentaries. He has one on everything.
Fuck, I just remember David Attenborough gal.
No, he's like really quirky and just wonderful. Just 10 out of 10 guy. Okay. Anyway, his twin or cousin is Justin Theroux. Very different characters. And so he had him on Louis Theroux's podcast. Justin Theroux came on. Yeah.
Oh my God, mental.
I really do want to touch on it. Like, why does Jennifer Aniston never seem to like...
be able to like...
Because to me, she's one of my favourite people ever.
She's a wonderful human.
Every movie that she's in, I will watch and love. It will be my favourite movie for a period of time.
I also do feel like in the industry, she has a good rep of being a nice person. Mm. Whereas like there is some people that have a really bad reputation of like not being so nice. She's a great gal, but then... some people just have bad luck.
Could be her. She might be like, I'm not feeling it. She feels like an independent woman.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Anyway, I wish her and Ross could just get together. That would just
be
great.
Oh, no, I don't
know. I know,
like
but just to round off the end of her life, like, let's just have a nice happy ending.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Not the end of her life. Sorry, she's young. That was just really dramatic. But I feel like...
I know what you mean.
For the last innings of a marriage, let's just maybe try one of the old ones. That, you know, the romance that almost was be...
Were they off camera?
No, but they said that they had feelings for each other on, like, in the reunion. They said that they had feelings for each other throughout, like, the whole thing.
You are... having me on.
Being deadly serious.
Right, so me and Melissa just came from
fresh,
a house view.
Fresh from the old estate agents.
Yeah, we're really excited. Look, I've been looking for a house for so long with JB and...
To the point where I actually just stopped even fucking asking because yeah. Sophie's like, don't ask.
Anyway, we just found one and you'll never guess where it is. 8-minute walk from Melissa's.
Woo-hoo.
That's a whole box ticked for me.
It's honestly the most perfect, gorgeous house.
I'm just really excited.
I am so excited.
Well, look, we've got to persuade Jamie now because he's literally Mr. Impossible. But Jamie's so tricky to persuade because, and his mum, I call Penny straight away to talk to her about it. And she said it's so right. Like, Jamie will always want something else. So...
He's always looking for something better.
He's always looking for something better. He just is not a very good decision maker. He'll get things done. He'll, yeah. But once he's in there and you put him in something and he's ripped the bandage off, he's great and he's like, I love it and he's fine.
He's taking that step in.
It's taking that plunge. He'll always, his mind just can't settle. He's not very good at commitment. I don't know how he married me. Because he's like honestly the worst person at committing to things.
Christ alive.
I know.
Exhausting.
I think when we have, when it's the time on, you know, babies, he'll be like, oh, it's at the right time. Like, it's never.
And you'll be like, too late, hon, it's in the oven.
Yeah.
Oh, don't know if I quite want to do this now. Yeah. I don't know if I want to be. Well, you've got to. And then he'll be fine.
And then he'll be totally fine. Like, I'm never worried about what he'll be like. But he like, plays
with
the idea.
It's that your mind before it happens.
It's like, his mind doesn't stop. So, of course, it, like, thinks of 89,000 different reasons why that's a bad thing, whereas I just think of the right and the wrong.
It's quite a pessimistic point of view.
Yeah, he also think of 89 reasons why it's the right thing. It just doesn't stop. He gets fixated on things. So he'll be so fixated on this house now, and then he'll get fixated on the location, and then he'll get fixated on another location, and then it doesn't...
Right,
it's,
well,
it's
he's
not very rational.
You just need to take the reins at this point, otherwise you're going to be living in that flat forever.
Yeah, hon, don't you worry. We're making progress.
So it was really, really exciting viewing. We got the feels. Sophie got the goosebumps. She got the sweats on.
I got the sweats. Melissa's sweats. We just, yeah, we really liked it. So that's fingers crossed. Don't want to jinx anything. And then I went to my, well, I call her my goddaughter, but she's actually Jamie's, Peggy's birthday party at the weekend, which was so
How old is she?
She's 3. It was her third birthday. And
chatty at that age.
She was
gorgeous.
Wearing a little blonde wig because she was Elsa. I died. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Anyway, I went and I just thought, God, I'm so excited for us, like our age, my friends. Because obviously all Jamie's friends have done it now.
Yeah.
Most of them are on like their second baby. And I just thought, God, I'm so excited for us to all do it. And they've all done it together.
That's nice to go into that stage of life with other people.
You really think we're going to be different ages?
Because we are different ages.
We're not. There's 2 years in us, Han.
I know, but you're with an older man and I'm with a man that's like...
Not really,
a tiny
you
bit
mean
younger.
Jamie.
Well, I know
They're
what you mean.
They're very similar
but
ages.
You're married. You were engaged at my age. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not happening for me for like another 4 years. So... If you're willing to wait for me, I always say this at my wedding, all of my bridesmaids will be pregnant. And also my hen, I don't want people being like, I can only come to the lunch because I'm so heavily pregnant. I'm like, all right, well, I was there non-pregnant for yours. So, please.
Right, I'll schedule in. Toby, if you're listening, you need to propose so we can schedule in when I can get
and
pregnant around Melissa's
my
wedding
sister,
and hen.
Who's the same?
She might be pregnant.
She's probably going to be pregnant with her second.
Yeah.
Hermione, probably pregnant with her first. You and Hermione, I reckon, will be pregnant at the same time.
I'm literally in Spain at my dad's and I just like, got really excited about having a baby anyway. I text Melissa, like, so excited. I'm like, I just can't wait for, like, to take them to my dad's place in Spain and for him to, like, hold my child's hand. Melissa just goes, I'm crying. She was so upset.
You know what? I got really overwhelmed. I think it's because Hermione was, like, engaged and, like, talking about her wedding and they had just moved out of London. Sophie's obviously got married last year and then you were talking about babies and I just got really overwhelmed and I was like, I'm at such a different stage to all my friends and they're all going to be having babies and then we're not going to be friends anymore. And like,
you're really not.
I just don't want things to change.
Also, my sister's, like, all of her friends have, like, kids who are, like, 2, 3 now and she feels so involved. And it's not... If your kids are all under 5 together, they're growing up the same age.
Fine.
Like, they're all going to be
pals. I think it's also the thought of, like, people moving out of London freaks me
That's
out.
That's not happening
You're
to
not going
to
happen. That's fine.
I'm down the bloody road.
I feel
road.
So much better about you having kids because you're down the road.
I know, you'll be there the whole time.
Because
like,
I can just
no
come
distance.
Over because when you're obviously a mum and you're freshly looking after kids, you probably don't leave the house as much, which is so understandable. So
you'll be there
if
the whole
I was
time.
Like, oh, do you want to meet me for a quick lunch in, like, Marylebone or something? You'd be like, oh, I've got to stay at home with the kids. No worries, I'll pop down the road.
I think we'll be really similar mums. I think really chilled.
Really chilled, but then there's also a part of me that I know that I'll be, this is something that I still have slight, I would say it's a slight, actually a health anxiety for my future child, going to another kid's house.
I genuinely think about when I, because I keep thinking about when I'm going to get pregnant, yeah. Right? And I keep like fantasizing about that I'm pregnant. So I walk down the street and I'm like, I get nervous at the thought of me walking through people's smoke. Tell me about your weekend there.
Family. So had a gorgeous birthday for my grandma, her 85th. It was very wholesome. So sweet. So sweet.
When was that? On Sunday?
It was actually on Friday. We had champagne.
No.
A lovely cake. Like the whole family was there. It was really fun. She was on great form.
Parents there too?
Yeah. Oh, everyone was there. God. And my sweet granddad was dressed up really nice. He has a little waistcoat when he was on great form.
No, you can't.
Grandma gets a lot of airtime. Also, Grandma, hello. Granddad, I know she'll be listening to this. She listens to every single episode.
Yeah, I hear so much
she
about
always,
your grandma.
She always messages me like, love the episode. It could do with some less swearing there. And I'm like, God, I know. I'm so sorry.
I know. Right, okay. We're going to do it for Melissa's grandma. We really need to just...
Shout out to Julie.
What did you get her?
We got her, like, from the family. We got her, like, a huge... picture frame with like loads of different photos in of like us and like her and my granddad over the last like few years. I think
that's
had, like,
a wonderful
five
person.
Big no or seven or eight big pictures in it, and then some neon bits and bobs.
Gorgeous. We love neon.
Yep, just some nice low toxin organic bits, you know.
Wow.
I mean, with my grandma listening, but Ben's just asking, our producer just asked me to touch on this, is there anything I'm slightly embarrassed about, basically, that I know that my grandma, basically everything I talk about.
Yeah, you're pretty open.
I'm very open. Last week I was watching the clip back and I was talking about me having a one-night stand, and I literally fell asleep last night having slight anxiety about the fact that I've actually put that on this podcast. I'm like...
Yeah, but the whole world's had a one-night stand.
I know.
Apart from me. No jokes.
I know.
People freaking love the honesty. There's no one-night. Also, I have had a one-night stand. That's cool. That was a one-night stand.
A one-night stand is, I guess, something different to see. To, in my mind, sleeping with someone once is kind of a one-night stand.
Yeah, me too.
It's not like I didn't, like he was like a complete bonking stranger from zero. Do you know what I mean? But still.
Some people like wake up and they just don't even know the name. They're like, that was a good shag.
Oh God, people do that a lot.
I know, I wish.
Fascinating. Not that body counts is important, because I don't really think that it is. Like, you just live your life the way you want to fucking live it. Do you know what I mean? But I was with one of my guy friends and we were talking about body counts and he looked at me and he went, grandma, shut your ears. You've definitely sat with a lot of people. And I was like, excuse, this is Julius Cowdery. He said that to me.
Wait, when? When?
He's like, I don't know why you just look like that. And I was like, are you, like, what are you saying? And then I told him my number and he was like, oh my God, you're an angel from heaven above. I'm not going to say what my number is, but I can count it. It spills over to the other hand a little bit, but
mine's
I'm not going to give you
any.
Sophie's one hand, mine spills over to the other hand.
But we're like, honestly, like, I'm a loser, really. Let's be honest.
No,
I'm embarrassed.
It's fine.
I've been in a relationship my whole life, basically. I've never been single, so that's why I'm
You've basically had two relationships, which is freaking mental.
No, I had one little snippet in the middle. I just don't think I'm that flirty.
I also just think it depends on circumstance. Like, sometimes you fall into that habit because you're single for a bit longer, and sometimes you fall into a relationship, so you just don't.
And I'll tell you why I didn't. This is the honest truth, because I was on a fucking show called Made in Chelsea, and you cannot date whilst you're on that.
Oh, you can't. They don't let you date. It's literally in a contract that you can't date people really off the show.
Yeah. So that's why.
Well, obviously you can, but like not you, really. Have to bring them on.
And then you have to be secret, and then you're lying to them, and then you get caught, and then it's all the way.
Yeah, so it's actually, that's why Main Chase is so incestuous, because everyone just tumbles over the same people in that small, small circle. So it's all kind of filmed, which I totally get, because it makes for great TV.
It makes for great TV. Easter weekend, what are you doing?
Well, I'm skiing, but then I'm actually coming back.
For Easter?
For Easter weekend, and I'm going to be with Toby's family, I think.
Gorgeous. We'll be quite close to each other.
Oh my God, are you going to be in the car?
I'm going to be at Penny's, but then I'm going on spending Friday night with Chrissy and Archie at Maison Estelle or Estelle Manor.
Gorgeous.
So Chrissy was one of my bridesmaids. She's one of my best friends, and Melissa's now basically friends with all my
angels.
Best friends.
They invited me. So Sophie and Jamie dropped out because they had to do something else. So then Toby and I got the call off and we were so excited. So we had lunch, Sophie's four of her best friends.
I know.
This is actually really nice. It was amazing. And then they cooked all these pies from scratch. Then she started kneading all this dough, and he was putting these dough in the pizza oven outside.
They were making flatbreads
for starters. It was phenomenal.
I will host lots in my new house.
Yeah. I like hosting, but being a guest.
I prefer being...
I do like hosting, but I prefer being a guest.
No, you know what? I think I'll really like hosting when I actually get it. Like, I often get jealous of the host. I also, like, I'm not that good with small talk. Like, obviously not to you guys.
I know, I'm kind of the same. And also, my social batteries actually get drained really quickly. And then I'm like...
You're talking to the queen.
No, there's people that are in my house and I've got no chat left.
Yeah. And but then if you're the host, you just start cleaning away or you're constantly doing things. My mum always said this because I used to be like, God, we used to host so much. My mum's like, I loved it because I just would always be in the kitchen, didn't have to talk to anyone. And I obviously, like, you will come talk to me, but, like, you imagine, like, there's times you're going to host people who you're not that best friends with.
Oh, yeah.
And then that becomes an effort. Unless you're, like, my best mate... I'm small talking, right?
So true.
Although I'm like, Jamie says, I have no small talk. I go straight in for the kill. There's no part of me that'll be like, so how's your week? Like, it doesn't come naturally to me.
There's also some people that give you nothing back with small talk. They'll be like, how's your week been? Yeah, all right, not bad. And there's some people that will go into the whole itinerary and tell you every detail. And I quite like people like that. Like, that gives me so much background into who you are and what you do.
Detail. Right. Should we dig into the dilemmas because we could chat all day?
Dilemma one. I feel like I'm going through a quarter life crisis. I'm 25. I feel so young and I've been my boyfriend for 9 years. We recently moved in together and I can't help but feel like I'm being
9 years
sucked into the life of marriage and kids and I'm really not ready for that. I know my boyfriend doesn't want that either, but we're from a small rural town and it seems everyone around us is getting married and starting families. This is kind of how I felt when you told me you were looking forward to having kids. So I've decided to go travelling. This is me. We are the same person.
You were like, off I go to Australia.
I was like, I need to go travelling or something. I need to find myself.
You would have caught
that. That was a weird
moment.
It literally lasted a few months. However, my boyfriend doesn't want to go with me. I get it's a big commitment to leave for a few months, but I asked him to join me for a couple of weeks and he said no, he doesn't want to travel with me full stop.
Loser.
He said he wants to go on his own to Australia for 6 months, to a year, and that he doesn't want me to go with him. Okay, sorry, this has taken an enormous turn. This has made me really question our relationship as to why he would want to go on his own and why he would want to leave me for all that time. I fucking agree. I'm worried for you. I can't help but find it really hurtful.
I am hurt for you.
I've also decided that I want to move to London when I get back from travelling, as lots of my close friends live there, but he can't come as he works on his family farm and doesn't want to move to the city. I feel like we're on different paths and that I would be sacrificing a lot of things to try and make our relationship work. But has it reached its natural end and should I discover life as an adult without him?
Yeah.
I think so. I know that's a really...
That's reached it's a saying complete it really, natural end.
It's saying it quite... I feel like we're being quite cold with that because 9 years is a really long time, but...
No, but 9 years, you're a child, and then you're 25, you're now becoming an adult.
You're different people, and some people grow together and some people grow apart. You're completely growing apart. He sounds like he's going to live on this farm for the rest of his life, and
it's also
you
quite weird he doesn't
want
to go travelling with you in the first place.
And weird he wants to go to Australia by himself for a year. Sorry, that's... You don't want to be
that
with me
for
then.
For me is no.
You don't want to go to London with me, but you want to go to fucking Australia.
That
Sorry.
To me is a dumpable offence. I'd be like, for what reason? What's grounds?
Sorry, if Toby said to me, I want to go to Australia.
He basically is saying, I
want to
have a break for a year. I want a cool pass for a year. That's what he's saying. Don't put up with that.
I think you really need to focus on your own life and what you want. And if he comes back from Australia after a year and is like, this has made me realise I want to move to London, make this work, be with you.
Yeah.
Great. If you're still in that place where you want to be with him, and maybe that's a good amount of time for you guys to be apart, but... You're going to sacrifice your life to what? Stay in the countryside for him to then leave and go to Australia.
And you're just going to twiddle your thumbs whilst he's halfway.
Waiting for him.
You can't do that. Look, listen, you guys have just grown apart. You will always care for him. You might, whatever, but you need to spread your wings now.
Totally.
And like, if you're worried about it, I always think with these things, so you might move back to the country with him. Like, nothing's forever. That helps people make those decisions that are scary if you think nothing's forever. Because it isn't.
Also, you can move to London and actually, after 2 years, as Sophie said, you might be like, actually, no, this isn't the life I want. Or you're like, thank God I did this and it's the best thing I ever did and I'm done with it now. But I had the best 2 years. Or you're going to be like, I'm never leaving London. I freaking love it.
Also, like, I just think in life, you don't want to look back and have regrets and be like, I wish I did that. I wish I didn't do that.
Totally.
Just do it. And then you can all, like, he's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
he's going to Australia for a year. Yeah. Which to me is enough. of a life.
Me too. I think you know what you've got to do. It's scary, but I promise you, you're going to have the best time. You'll feel so independent and empowered, and we're here to help you through every step of the way.
Question.
Yeah.
Jamie was like, I'm going to move to Australia for a year. Can you come with me? Would you go?
I would probably have to say no, we're staying here.
He's going. He's like, I'm going with or without you. Are you coming? Are you going to go?
Well, I'm married, so maybe I would have to. Bloody hell. So if Toby was, what would you do?
I wouldn't move full-time, but I would visit a lot.
You know what? I wouldn't mind moving to Australia for a year. Again, it's another thing, like, I wouldn't look back and have regrets. Like, I've always thought quite fun to move to Australia for a year.
I'd let him go.
You know what I mean? Like, a year's nothing.
You know what? It's just so different if he's like, I want you to come with me. But imagine he was like, okay, right, 6 months, Melissa, I really need to do this. I'm moving to Australia and I don't want you to come with me. I really feel like I want to find myself, but I really want us to stay together.
Oh, I'd be like, we're over, mate.
Yeah, like the fact that you're even considering.
If Jamie's like, I need to move, like it's a calling in life, like he's my husband, so probably I would. If he was like, I'm going to go find myself, I'll be back in 6 months, I'd be like, well, we're probably going to get a divorce.
Yeah, 100%.
I think he's given you a really good ground to bring the conversation up. Like, I think any woman or anyone in your position would be like, I'm really sorry, but this doesn't sit well with me. Like, I'm not prepared to just sit around for 6 months while you're off in Australia gallivanting. I feel like there's loads of differences in our lives that we're not compatible in, and that's worrying me. Like, we don't have the same outlook on life. We don't want the same things at this stage in our life.
I think ultimately what it sounds like, you're quite willing to sacrifice things for him.
Yeah.
And he's very set on not sacrificing anything for you. You've said, you know, will you come traveling with me? He said no. He's refusing to visit you even for a few weeks traveling. He's now saying he's going to go to Australia, but he doesn't want you to come. You're like, I want to move to London. He's like, I'm never fucking doing that. I'm staying on my family farm. So I'm kind of like, it sounds like he's slowly almost making that decision for you anyway. It's making it easier for you to have the conversation, and I think he's actually being a coward by not bringing it up himself.
It's almost like he's pushing you away.
I want to go to Australia by myself. But okay, well, are we going to then carry that conversation on that we shouldn't be together, or are you just going to leave it like that and wait for me to piece that together and bring it up to you? It's fucking annoying, actually.
So selfish.
We need to know what happens afterwards. So can you keep us in the loop? Because this is actually quite a big life decision.
I agree.
In all aspects.
We're rooting for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, dilemma two. My boyfriend has always been really fit and healthy, but at the moment I feel super ugly and unfit compared to him. I feel sluggish, bloated and unmotivated. I snooze through my alarms for the gym, and because I don't feel great, I feel like I'm pushing my boyfriend away. Please can you share your tips on how you stay motivated to eat clean, gym routine and stay happy? I have been hit so much. I really have. If you're in that sort of rut, you really have to take action, because you can just get in a rut where you just not living your best life. I think things like Mel Robbins, listen to her podcast. She gives such good
tips, great,
and advice. And look, some people are like naturally quite motivated. I'm a naturally a morning person anyway, so I find things really easy. And once you get into that routine, 2 days doing it.
You don't even really think about it after a certain amount of time. It's quite weird.
Yeah.
But I also think I fucking hate the gym. Gym makes me anxious. It makes me feel a bit peculiar. I hate it. I would just really not enjoy going. I found something that I love. Mm. I go to this very zen, very calming, kind of hippie vibe Pilates class every day, and I freaking love it. Sophie finds like it sends her to sleep too much. She doesn't. We just like different ways of working out. It's finding something that works for you. If the gym doesn't work for you, suck it off. Don't force it.
Go on a walk.
Or do a nice Pilates class at home. There's so many amazing people that do things that you can do at home. Just start with like a 20-minute workout at home, then go on a walk for 20 minutes. Gorgeous.
I would start by going on a walk.
Yeah.
Listening to a podcast like Mel Robbins, that's a motivator. She also has like this 5-second rule where she literally just says you have to think like a bomb's going off in your bed. So you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and you just get up. You don't give yourself any more time and then you're up. And that's how she stops snoozing her alarm.
Yeah.
So listen to the podcasts that give you tips like that and start by doing it by going on a walk. It's 40 minutes, half an hour podcast. You're going to go on a walk. You're going to get fresh air. You're going to get endorphins. You're going to start feeling fitter.
It's so great.
Your body's going to move and then gradually you'll want to do something else. But even if you're just walking for half an hour a day, you're great.
I totally agree. I also feel like accountability partners is something that's actually been really helpful. Like for me, I had accountability for myself going to these classes because I had paid for them and booked them. I was like, okay, great. Well, I'm not going to lose that money. I must go. And then it sort of, after a certain amount of time, it just becomes slightly second nature and I enjoy it and I love it. But I do think there's you do have to find something you like, because if you're not going to like it, you know, even if you're the most motivated person in the world, you're not going to enjoy it, which it needs to be enjoyable.
And then you'll go on to the next thing. I really think walking's such a great thing. It's so underrated.
So
and doing
great.
It in fresh air. Like, you don't have to pay for a gym membership. You can get up and do that anywhere you are. And it makes you feel so good. It grounds you.
Totally.
And like, using that time to listen to a podcast like Mel Robbins will give you those tips. And then you're just going to go from strength to strength.
I totally agree.
That's a really key piece to
do. I also feel like it's quite nice having an amazing morning ritual that you love. Like, I wake up, I scrape my tongue, go downstairs, I put a huge tablespoon of coconut oil in my mouth, oil pull for like 15-20 minutes, I unload, reload the dishwasher, I wipe down the surface and I start making my coffee, which is kind of a slow process because it's like a coffee press thing. I get all my vitamins out, I go on my laptop, get my emails up, and then spit the oil out, brush my teeth, have my coffee, have my nuts, whatever, take my vitamins. And I can't describe, I look forward to it. I go to bed the night before being like, I just can't wait for that in the morning.
That is
key. So I get out of bed like excited for it. And then I'm like, oh, I know I've got my lovely Pilates class. I'm going to walk there for an hour. I'm quite time rich. So doing that for me is a huge part of like me feeling sane. And I walk there and sometimes the weather's shit and I'm fine with it. And I listen to a podcast or I FaceTime a friend. Like,
you
have to develop your own like little things that like make you happy, and like small things can do that, don't you think?
Yeah.
What's
I will
yours?
Say mine's rushed. I've got like an hour every day. So
you get up early and you get there.
I get up early and I feel like shit and I quickly have an espresso and go to the gym.
Sophie's a busy girl.
My mornings are not, like, I'll probably have till 8 a.m. So I've got a gym before then because then my day started.
Running away with you.
So it's not that enjoyable. But what I will say is I really like it because I'll get up and I'll have like loads of texts from my friends or voice notes from like Chrissy or someone.
Sophie goes off her phone like 9 p.m. She's a goner.
I'm a goner. So I'll save them for the morning.
This is a new thing from Soph.
Yeah. I'm really not on my phone.
Sometimes I'll randomly get that. I'll reply at like 10:30 and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But other than that, the phone's gone.
Otherwise, the phone's gone.
Nobody
and I literally save them for the morning because this is what I like. I go to the gym and then I do weight training. So in between like things, I'll listen to another voice note and then I'll reply. So it's like you doing your emails. I also feel like I'm doing a task because I've cleared through my WhatsApps. So I really look forward to that. And I like backload all my friends' texts. So I'll have loads of voice notes to listen
to.
And also, if not, I will listen to a really good podcast and I really enjoy that.
You feel so good.
Every girl has felt like this.
100%.
And like, just don't
even. Don't beat yourself up.
And don't compare yourself to your boyfriend because, like, honestly, there's going to be times
also,
where you both.
Boys wake up with testosterone, wakes up men. And Toby in the morning bounces off the fucking wall.
He's like,
Noodles, how did you sleep? In my face.
Jamie's the same.
And that's
I'm
why
like,
boys have energy.
You?
I look forward to the mornings, but I do not wake up with that same, like, I'm bouncing off the walls. And I also think coming into summer, it's better because we're waking up with natural light, circadian rhythm, all that stuff. Winter, I wake up an hour later. I wake up at 8:30 in winter. Summer, I wake up at 7 because the sun naturally wakes me up. So I think that definitely has a part to play, and that's okay.
Yeah. You're so
right.
You
don't have to wake up feeling like the most, you know, energetic person on the planet.
And
so
like, if I compared myself or my energy or my motivation to Jamie, I'd be in a world of pain because he's so, I'm just not in the same breadth of.
But I get also what she's saying because she is just like, I don't feel great about myself, which then in turn, which I get it.
Yeah. I so get it.
We've all been there. Like, even when I've had a spot on my face, I'm like, I feel shit about myself. And then I'm mean to Toby.
Same. If I feel rank on a night out, I'm in a bad mood.
Same.
Yeah.
So I totally resonate with that. And, you know, we all go through it and it's fine too.
Yeah, it's fine too.
I also think it's fine to be honest about it. Just be like, I just really feel really shit about myself. Sorry if I'm in a bad mood.
And then they're so nice to you.
And then they're like, oh, don't worry about it. And you're like, look, I'm working on it. But I just, this is just how I'm feeling. I think being honest is a good way of.
Same.
Once you've said it out loud, because otherwise, feel as crazy, does
they're
it?
Like, what have I done wrong? And I will be like, oh, it's not you, it's me. But then you just have to explain it to them because they're not mind readers.
Totally.
We hope we send you so much love.
You've so got much. This.
And we've all been there. So really don't beat yourself up over
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
One of my long-term friends kindly offered to look after my cat and stayed over at the flat whilst I was away. I'm a bit of a clean freak, so before she arrived, I cleaned my place from top to toe and made it sparkling ready for her stay.
That's so nice.
Lovely. When my boyfriend and I got home, all looked fine, but on closer inspection, it wasn't great. There were food splatter marks all up the kitchen walls. There were crumbs on the floor. The handles and switches were greasy. There was a huge stain on my sofa and hair was everywhere. What?
She's had parties and people round and not cared.
The hell?
Some people have real bad cleanliness problems.
No. So I decided to inspect things closer, and while looking in the bathroom, I found pubes out the shower wall, and to my horror, she had used my razor. No. I know that because I had left it in a different place.
That's really, 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 really unhygienic. Like, you can literally, like, transfer, like, all sorts of God knows what in the razor. Like, that's not good.
Right, it gets worse. I decided to look in my bedroom drawer and pulled out my bullet. No, I don't believe it. It stunk of strawberry lube, which I do not have. So she definitely used it while she was saying that. Didn't even wash it. No!
We've had quite a lot of dilemmas like this. This seems to be a reoccurring.
God, what? How horny are these girls?
Why do people think it's okay to use someone else's fucking vibrator?
I've had to throw away my bullet and razor, but I feel like my privacy has been completely invaded. I also had to pay and get in professional cleaners because it was just too dirty. She asked if she could stay again when I go away, but what do I say? Do I confront her or not say anything and just make excuses that she's unable to say? I'm really sorry, but that would be the end of our friendship. I really don't mean to be mean, but if you stayed at my house and put anyone staining my sofa would be worse than the pubes. The pubes.
No.
Listen.
You know what? The stain on the sofa, these things happen.
No,
she should have been honest and been like.
I'd be so annoyed.
I know I would be annoyed, but I wouldn't be grossed out. And if she was like, I fucking stained your sofa, I'm so sorry, I will pay for it to get fixed. Like,
yeah, but if she didn't say anything, there's hair
everywhere. Not saying something is really bad. I mean, the mess and the filth. We can't always expect people to be as clean as us. That's just something that is life. But the pubes in the shower, there's no excuse for that.
It's all really weird. Why is she not covering it up?
No, like, but the vibrator, there's absolutely nothing anyone can say to make that okay. And there's nothing that she can say to make it okay.
It really depends on age, because actually I'm looking back at it, and like when I was younger, like I would share razors with my friends. Like,
I'm
talking like when I was like, we're on holiday with my mate. There is no part of me that...
A vibrator? Like,
no, I would be horrified.
Are you fucking joking?
A bullet as well feels worse than a dildo. It's so small and just like it's really got in there.
It's also with a strawberry lube.
Like, wash it! You sicko.
Don't use it in the first place!
No, but if you are, just like, cover your tracks at least.
I know. This is another thing. It's almost like she doesn't give a fuck about being found out. It's almost like she's like, really enjoyed the stay. Can I come again? Ugh, what? So you can use my vibrator again?
I'm also just like, with the hairs, like she needs to cover, I'm picturing like pube hairs everywhere.
I'm almost then thinking, is it a boy? Like, to have that many pubes, like, would it be a boy?
No, because a boy's, what, is he putting the bullet up his arsehole? That's wrong.
No, as in she's had a boy over and they've obviously used the bullet together. And then the boy's had a shower and given himself a trim. Because I feel like when a girl shaves, you're under the shower. Right, let's just logistically go through this. You'd be under the shower.
It's like one of those razors. Like, that's
it's
like
a trimmer.
Split.
Someone's been in there with a trimmer.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't know about it.
And that's why there's pubes all up the balls.
And the boy obviously didn't think to push the bullet and she was just having the time of her life. He shoved it in there. This makes friggin' sense. Because why would she, as a girl, and he was, they were getting a bit drunk, they splattered some pasta sauce like,
oh
up the
God,
wall.
Oh God, yeah, yeah, they didn't yeah. Realize. We're in a stunning place for free. I mean, where's the cat at this point? If only the cat had eyes.
The boy has been there. We've solved the mystery.
And, you know, she's had a bit of a crazy week and she's got a bit drunk and she's used your vibrator and used your razor in preparation. Like, shit, he's
just
coming over.
Mask.
I forgot my razor. I'm going to use hers.
Right. It makes sense now because...
They're cooking spag bol. It's splattering up the wall.
Yeah, she's so horny because they've already started.
Turning off the light switches.
Before, I was like, why was she so horny? Like, can she not just think, I'm not going to use that? But if she's drunk with her boyfriend, and it makes fucking sense.
But it's also having lube, that a boy would bring that or she would bring that, knowing she's going to have sex. You don't bring lube if you use a vibrator for yourself, do you? Well, I mean, I wouldn't. So...
She's obviously had a boy around, which makes it even worse.
I think you've done the right thing by getting that sterilised cleaner in there for a start.
You know what?
You've done the right thing with that. If I was you, I don't... If you want to save the friendship, just fucking let it go and don't ever let her stay in there again and you've learned your lesson.
I would just say straight up, did you have a boy there? Because it would be weird to me. I'd need to know and I would rather she did. Otherwise, I find it really, really weird.
Yeah, maybe if you just want to like clarify that in your own head for
like, sanity. We once had someone stay at our house and I came home and I was like, there's been a boy in here. And I said straight up, has there been a boy in there? It's more so just like doing it in your house when you're not with her is weird. The bullet's unacceptable.
The whole thing
like,
is just awful.
If
it's
you
quite
asked
traumatic.
Me to do that, I would be like, you've lost your mind. You want to borrow my bullet? No.
Also, the thing is, some people don't see mess and don't see stuff. So
this
she would have left.
She's
thinking,
obviously super clean.
Oh, it looks fine. Not knowing, she's never going to know I use the vibrator and the razor. She's never going to know. That will go completely over her head. I just think you say to her when she asks to stay the next time with the cat, be like, oh, no, actually, one of my other friends is already staying on. My mum's going to say, just make up a white lie.
I just say, my neighbour saw a boy come in.
That's fine. And don't make her feel like you're going to tell her off for it because then she won't tell you.
By the way, you're so right. Like, people have stayed in my house and they've obviously left and they're like, it was so clean. Like, even, I don't think my sister has, but people like that. And I can tell if the slightest thing's been moved. I'm like, there's dust on the floor. Like, what's, and I think it's filthy, but they're like, it's so clean.
Same. Hey girls, currently listening to the latest episode and I thought I'd share my online dating experience. Gorgeous, we need more
of
these.
We love this.
7 years ago, I met my boyfriend on Bumble. We actually used to go to parties together when we were teenagers. So it was nice to reconnect. A couple of months in, we found out that we actually went to nursery together and we found an old photo of us from our school nativity. I was... one of the kings, and he was Joseph. We're currently engaged and getting married next year.
No, it's precious.
Ellie, kiss, kiss, kiss. And then they've got a photo of the two of them.
That's absolutely unbelievable. God, that
gorgeous.
Nativity
and you know
just
what? So many people have this thing against, like, a lot of my friends that, like, suddenly become single are like, oh, I'm not going to go. The dating app thing's just not for me. And then 2 months in, they're like, I'm getting on the dating apps. I'm like, yes, you fucking are, because how else are you going to meet people? It's like the way of
the future.
I've
got loads of love stories from it.
Same, my sister's getting married.
Yeah.
But is married from meeting her boyfriend on Bumble, husband on Bumble. So many greats. I like these, and I think it's really, really reassuring for our listeners that are like a single and are freaking out about going on dating apps because it's the best thing. Love you guys so much.
We love you guys. See you next week.
See you next week. Woo!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.